The first of two statewide ballot questions this year could create a significant shift in power in Annapolis by allowing the General Assembly to move money around within the governor's proposed budget. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the legislature debated the proposed amendment to the state constitution for more than two decades before sending it to voters this year.
Every January, the governor must submit a proposed budget to the General Assembly. Then the legislature's budget committees get to work, holding hearings with each state agency. But Ben Orr, executive director of the Maryland Center on Economic Policy, explains that the legislature's power to make changes to the budget is limited.
The governor is the only person who can propose increasing funding on any budget line item. The legislature is only allowed to make cuts to the governor's proposed budget.
If the legislature wants to move money from one part of the budget to another, say take $10 million from the State Department of Transportation and spend it on education, they fence it off. They tell the governor he can only spend that $10 million on the legislature's intended use. But the governor doesn't have to release the money. He can choose not to spend it. House Appropriations Chairwoman Maggie McIntosh recalls an example from earlier in Governor Larry Hogan's tenure.
The budget for school construction at one point was short and not what we expected. We found ways to fund those priorities, which were the priorities of the House and the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, by the way.
But the governor chose not to release the funds. The constitutional amendment would allow the legislature to take money from one part of the budget and add it to another, so long as the total amount of money in the budget doesn't exceed the governor's proposed total. Ben Orr from the Maryland Center on Economic Policy.
In exchange, the governor would gain the power, which he currently lacks, to veto specific line items within the budget.
Orr says Maryland is unique. The other 49 state legislatures in the country have more budgeting power.
In every other state, it's much more of a negotiation between the legislature and the executive. Legislators or advocates in every state prefer to have those conversations before the governor introduces their budget and get them in the original budget. But in other states, if the governor doesn't include your priority, then they have ways to do that that are denied to Maryland legislators.
There's some history here. In the early 20th century, the state government didn't have its current sophisticated budgeting process. And in 1914, Maryland spent about $1.5 million more than it had. 2 years later, voters approved an amendment to the state constitution preventing the General Assembly from adding money to any executive branch programs. More than a century later, the legislators backing this year's proposed change say there are now protections in place to prevent a fiscal crisis like those in the past. However, House Minority Leader Nick Kipke says the proposal is still bad policy.
The legislature currently is forced to negotiate with the governor on these types of changes to the budget. You know, if this question passes, there is no requirement that they have to come to any kind of agreement anymore, and the legislature can just move money around.
Kipke says giving the governor a line item veto doesn't really balance the scales. Democrats have a long-held supermajority in the legislature, making it easy enough to override vetoes. If voters approve the amendment, it will take effect in 2023, after Hogan and presumably at least some current members of the General Assembly are no longer in office. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.